Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. I wanted to tell you about a show, a podcast, and a podcaster that I like. It's called The Jordan Harbinger Show, and Jordan himself is a great guy. He's been on this podcast. I've been on his. We had dinner a few weeks ago. I have found him to be very enjoyable in person and also incredibly generous with his time and advice. And his show is really good, most importantly to you. He covers a whole range of topics with some really impressive guests. And I think there are specifically some episodes that would be good for people who like this show. Jordan has covered the emotions behind success, mastery, and power with Robert Greene. He's interviewed Benjamin Hardy in an episode about how to be your future self now. But he also covers lots of other stuff. The professional art forger who somehow made millions of dollars while being chased by the feds and the mafia. An episode all about birth control and how it can alter the partners we pick, and how going on or off the pill can change elements of your personality. Like I said, he covers a whole fascinating range of subjects, and he is a very good interviewer and a lawyer, and he brings those legal skills to bear. I really enjoy Jordan and the show. I think you will as well. There's so much there. Check out jordanharbinger.com/start for some episode recommendations, or search for The Jordan Harbinger Show. That's H-A-R-B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It's the 10% Happier Podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday. Time for a bonus meditation. Today, we're talking about resentment, nursing a grudge. Our teacher du jour is Orrin J. Sofer, who was on the podcast just a few days ago talking about his new book. Orrin is a graduate of the IMS Spirit Rock Teacher Training Program. He teaches retreats all over the country and works as a senior program developer at Mindful Schools. Here we go now, prying loose some of our resentment with Orrin J. Sofer.
Hi, this is Orrin. Resentment burns. When we feel hurt, something contracts inside or lashes out to protect us. This doesn't actually help the situation. In fact, it can make things worse. It's like picking up a hot coal to throw it at someone else. We're the one who gets burned first. So let's meditate together with this. Find a position that feels comfortable. Notice the places where your body touches the ground and feel the steadiness there. Take some time to just explore letting the out-breath soothe you. If you like, you can even lengthen your exhalation just a little bit. Resenting another person or a situation can make us feel strong or powerful. But if we look closely, it also hurts. Take a look and see for yourself. Notice how resentment is a state of agitation, of bitterness, and how that, in and of itself, is uncomfortable. We can try to bring some care and compassion to ourselves. You might say to yourself silently something simple like, "I'm in pain," or "This hurts." give yourself space to step back and honor however you're feeling. If it feels strong, use your out-breath to calm and soothe the sensations. And if it feels too intense, you can always take a break. We feel resentment for a reason. There's something important that matters to us here. Whatever the cause, understanding what matters to us can help things settle, and also offer some important clues for how to move forward. What do you value that's at the core of this? Next, it can be helpful to consider what's a meaningful way forward. What's needed right now? Go ahead and ask yourself this question, and then listen quietly to see what your own wisdom says. What's needed right now? Resentment is a really, really difficult emotion to be with. It takes a lot of strength, patience, and willingness to meditate with resentment. Try acknowledging some of those good qualities in yourself right here and now, even just a little. Whenever you're ready, you can allow your eyes to open and look around the room. Thanks so much for your practice. Be well.
Thank you, Oren. You can find more meditations like this one over on the 10% Happier app. Just download the app wherever you get your apps to get started. We'll see you right back here on Monday for a brand new episode. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Once upon a beat. Remember those stories and fables that would capture your imagination and you couldn't wait to see how they would unfold? And now, when you read them as an adult, you think, some of these old tales could use a fresh spin. We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remix, and reimagine for the kids in your life today. Join me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, as we spin up new tales in the New Kids and Family Podcast, Once Upon a Beat. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a jam-packed, music-filled weekly party where hip-hop and fables meet. It's Once Upon a Beat. Follow Once Upon a Beat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Wondery Kids Plus in Apple Podcasts. Once Upon a Beat.